Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Prosumer Power: How to Create Wealth by Buying Smarter, Not Cheaper, by Bill Quain. Is a business and personal finance book built around a distinctive marketing idea rather than a traditional investing plan. Its central purpose is to show how consumers can reposition themselves in the marketplace by becoming prosumers, people who both consume and produce value. Quain argues that ordinary shopping behavior already creates profit for businesses, so consumers can learn to participate in that value flow instead of only funding it. The book presents e-referral commerce as a practical mechanism for turning purchases and recommendations into wealth-building activity. In that sense, the book sits between consumer strategy, network-style marketing, and entrepreneurial thinking. It is designed for readers who want to rethink buying habits, understand how retailers and referral systems work, and explore ways to create an asset around everyday consumption rather than treating spending as a purely one-way expense. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the prosumer idea turns consumption into a productive activity. The book's most important idea is the shift from consumer to prosumer, meaning someone who both uses products and participates in creating value around them. Quain frames this as a mindset change, but it is more than a slogan. It changes how readers interpret ordinary buying. Instead of seeing purchases as isolated expenses, the prosumer approach treats them as part of a larger economic relationship that can be organized to generate return. That matters because most people already interact with brands, stores, and referral systems repeatedly, which means their spending behavior has commercial power even when they do not notice it. The book tries to help readers see that power and redirect it. This concept is distinctive because it does not argue that consumers should stop buying. Instead, it suggests that purchasing itself can be aligned with value creation if it is connected to a system that rewards participation, referrals, and repeat activity. Secondly, e-referral commerce is the book's main wealth-building mechanism. A core framework in the book is e-referral commerce generation, the idea that electronic communication can be used to refer others to products or services and thereby create value for the referrer. This concept matters because it gives the prosumer model a mechanism rather than leaving it as an abstract philosophy. The book is not mainly about saving money through discounts. It is about building a distributive network around buying behavior. In practical terms, Quain suggests that digital referrals can create a continuing asset if they are organized systematically and tied to consumer activity. The logic is that recommendations already influence purchasing decisions, so electronic channels make those recommendations faster, broader, and more scalable. This is one reason the book appealed to readers interested in early internet-era commerce. It presents networking and communication not as side effects of shopping, but as central tools for participating in profit flows. Thirdly, the book reinterprets stores as profit systems rather than convenience services. Another important theme is Quain's insistence that stores exist to generate profit, not primarily to provide consumer convenience. This may sound obvious, but the book uses that idea to correct what it sees as a passive consumer habit, assuming that the marketplace is designed mainly around the buyer's comfort. By reminding readers that retail environments are structured for profitability, the book encourages a more analytical attitude toward how pricing, merchandising, and customer behavior work together. That perspective is useful because it helps readers notice that every purchase supports a larger business model. The point is not to distrust all commerce, but to understand the incentives behind it. Once consumers see stores as profit engines, they can ask more strategic questions about where margins are created, how referrals work, and where they might place themselves within that system. This analytical reframing is one of the book's strongest practical contributions. Fourthly, wealth creation is presented as accessible to ordinary buyers, not just entrepreneurs. The book emphasizes that average people can produce above-average wealth through prosuming. That claim is central to its appeal because it lowers the barrier to entry for readers who may not see themselves as business owners or investors. Instead of requiring specialized capital, the model begins with familiar habits shopping, recommending, and using digital communication. Quain's message is that many people already spend in ways that generate profits for others, so they can learn to capture part of that value for themselves. This democratizing angle helps explain why the book was read as a practical business mindset guide rather than a technical finance manual. At the same time, the idea has limits. It depends on participating in a commercial system that rewards referrals and repeated consumer activity, so it is not a universal wealth formula. Still, the book's contribution is its attempt to make wealth creation feel less distant and more embedded in everyday behavior. Lastly, its appeal comes from combining consumer education with network-style marketing. Prosumer Power stands out because it blends consumer psychology, referral marketing, and entrepreneurship into one framework. Instead of offering a standard budget plan or stock market strategy, It asks readers to understand how influence moves through shopping networks. That makes the book especially relevant to people interested in direct selling, affiliate-style thinking, and early digital commerce. It also explains why readers often describe the book as changing how they think about buying, because it encourages them to examine habits that normally feel automatic. The value of this approach is intellectual as well as practical. It teaches readers to analyze the incentives embedded in everyday transactions. However, its specificity also means it can feel dated in parts, especially because its language and examples come from an earlier phase of online marketing. Even so, the book remains notable for turning consumer behavior into a strategic business concept, rather than treating it as passive spending. In conclusion, Prosumer Power is best suited for readers who are interested in consumer behavior, referral-based marketing, and unconventional wealth-building ideas. It will appeal most to people who want to understand how everyday purchasing can be connected to business strategy, especially those exploring network marketing, affiliate-style thinking, or entrepreneurial approaches to spending. The book's main benefit is conceptual. It trains readers to see buying as part of a larger profit system, and to think more deliberately about where value is created in the marketplace. For readers who prefer practical frameworks over abstract theory, its prosumer concept offers a memorable lens for analyzing commerce. What makes it stand out among similar books is its unusual premise. Rather than telling people only to save more, earn more, or invest more traditionally, it argues that consumers can participate in the value chain itself. That makes the book distinctive within the business advice category, even if some of its language reflects the era in which it was written. It remains most valuable as a reframe of consumption into participation. If you would like to support Bill Quane, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.